Family kind of has their own tradition, whether it's football, whether it's board games, card games, whatever it might be. But what I want to challenge us with today is that in this season that we're reminded, and we do this as a country too, right? This is actually a national holiday where there's been decreed things set in order that we're separating, we're setting aside time actually to give thanks to God. Unfortunately, like most every holiday, there's like, that's supposed to be like a holy day, a day set aside, consecrated to God. There's things that come and that always continue to try to push that to the side. And then, hey, let's focus on this. Okay, which is not, there's some fun in that. But it's like now, it's like all of a sudden, it's like the turkey has become like the focus of this Thanksgiving holiday. Okay, it's like Happy Turkey Day, right? There's turkeys running around everywhere, gobble, 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 and all this stuff. Well, you guys know that turkey was not even at the first Thanksgiving feast. Hopefully I didn't blow anybody's mind or bust anybody's bubbles, but turkey was not there, okay? But the point is, what we need to focus on is the Thanksgiving aspect, okay? As Christians, we are called to not just visit a season of Thanksgiving, to not just enjoy it for one part of the year. We are called to be in a constant state of Thanksgiving. We are to live here, okay? Not like feasts every week and all that big stuff, but in the thankfulness aspect, in that area in our hearts, that's where we're supposed to be at. That's where we're supposed to live at. For us, yes, it's fun to set aside some moments, some days, some times off work, some extra special times with family and friends. But guys, this is what we are to live, to sleep, to eat, to breathe, and that is Thanksgiving. That is who we are as Christians, as people filled with the love of God, as people who understand what God has done for us. We are meant to be thankful and to give thanksgiving, not one or two days out of the year, every single day. Okay, so we are called to have a continual attitude of gratitude. Okay, so I want to give you guys the definition of Thanksgiving. And it is simply this. Thanksgiving is an act of giving thanks, an expression of gratitude, especially to God. I found that interesting. That was in the actual dictionary. I didn't know if they'd canceled that or, struck that from the books or not. But we are to be thankful, okay? An act of giving thanks, an expression of gratitude, especially to God. How many guys have ever had like a day where it feels like, and this is for both men and women, this is both for dads and moms, for guys and ladies, because, guys can go to work hard, do some extra things around the house, and sometimes a few days goes by and nothing's been said, nothing's been noticed, but women especially are like, I'm heading in some choppy waters here, I know this from experience with Linda, with having all the kids and with, things around the house, but this can be for any home, any household, that, you ladies will do stuff around the house. Some of you will go to work full time, some of you will stay home and raise kids full time, you'll cook, you'll clean, and then all of a sudden, the kids run in, they eat the food, they run off, they go outside and play and leave a mess. The husband, he comes in, he does maybe the same thing, okay? And then it's just like you're left sitting there with like this mess, and it's like nobody even said thank you. And sometimes, some days, it's just like it would be nice for somebody just to notice. It would be nice for somebody just to say, hey, thanks for doing that. Hey, I really appreciate you cooking. That was a great meal. Or, hey, I really noticed that you did something around the house. Now, sometimes I get put to the test, and I think it's an unfair test, okay? I'm just saying some of you guys might relate to this, where there's like one thing done, special or different or unique, kind of in one corner of the house that I don't even like usually look at in my typical path, walking in the door or saying hi to the kids. And then about an hour later, she's like, well, did you notice anything? I'm like, oh, great. I'm putting on like the x-ray vision goggles. I'm like scoping the whole place out, like trying to figure out what happened here. Like, what did she do? What am I supposed to be noticing right now? And I feel pressure. I feel like I'm being interrogated, like I'm underneath the heat lamp. I'm starting to sweat. I'm like, and I'm sitting here thinking, like, what can I say to buy me more time? Or what can I do to be like, you know, maybe try to guess right? But, you know, and then there are times where it's like, oh, you know what, I probably should have noticed that. And there are times where, like, come on, babe, like, like that one's kind of hard, all right? But all of us and what we do each day, whether it's our jobs, that's one of the number one things that makes employees, like, happy, that keeps them at a high morale, is appreciation, is recognition, is just somebody seeing, hey, you've done a good job. Hey, I noticed your hard work today. Hey, I noticed you had, you gave an extra effort on this project. Or when everybody else left their area messy, you cleaned it up. And then you went above and you cleaned their area up too. Okay? I mean, if it works that way with, you know, us, with our jobs, with our homes, with our loved ones, will we just desire for someone just to tell us thank you? And that can just brighten your day. That can pick you up. That can give you just what you need to keep going sometimes. Someone just says thank you. Someone just appreciates what you've done. And so, guys, this wasn't necessarily in my notes, but this is something we need to be doing for each other. We need to be noticing, and we need to be going out of our way to thank people and to appreciate people for what they do, for what they've done. Or if they say, hey, I've been praying for you, or if they've done something for you, just like, you know what? That is such a blessing. Thank you so much. Okay, hey, I've noticed you've been very faithful. Coming to church, showing up. I know you maybe have had some challenges, but you're still here, you know? And just noticing those things, thanking people for those things, that's a big deal. But guys, you know, we're created to be in a relationship with our Heavenly Father, okay? And not that God needs affirmation. God knows what he did. God's secure in what he's doing and what he's going to continue to do. But we bless our Heavenly Father when we show him gratitude, when we go out of our way to give him thanks. And you know what? I would venture to say it probably still does so much more for us, what it does for us in our hearts and in our minds, and how it builds us up and lifts us up, when we can sit there and take the time to think about all that God has done. I mean, let's do that right now. Let's sit here for a second. Let's just think about what God has done for us. And you know, honestly, it's only 10:51, but we could probably go on for the next 2 hours. If I would give you each just a few things to tell me, you could start listing off some things. Number one, he's loved us. He created us. He gave us the breath of life. Okay, he sent his one and only son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for us, to shed his blood, to be buried, and then raised him from the dead. He's given us heaven as our home. We are just passing through here. We are sojourning. We are travelers making our way to our eternal home in heaven. And God has prepared a place for us that eye has not seen, ear has not heard, mind has not been able to comprehend. Okay, we have heaven as our home. And so, like, even if it's health, if it's for the car that you